Oregon teen is being held on $2 million bail after planning to kill his classmates at his high school. Today, students return to class with some extra security on campus as we learn new details about the alleged deadly plot.
Mr. Acord, can you hear me?
Yes, Your Honor.
Grant Accord looks like most other high school students, but this 17-year-old is accused of plotting to kill his classmates and teachers at West Albany High School in Oregon. Accord faced a judge and some serious charges the same day his classmates returned to school with extra police on campus.
We're not scared as a school of the whole thing. We're, you know, shocked that it happened here at West Albany. You know, never would have imagined anything like this happening.
Police began investigating when a fellow student reported overhearing Accord make threats to blow up the school. And according to court documents, police found a hidden compartment in his bedroom with six destructive devices, including pipe bombs, Molotov cocktails, and Drano bombs, along with written and typed plans to carry out a mass murder. His plan was laid out in detail. Approach the school with a duffel bag and a napalm bomb, start firing, and then coolly state, "The Russian Grim Reaper is here." Investigators don't know why Accord wanted to hurt his classmates and then kill himself. In a written statement, his mother said, "My heart goes out to everyone affected by Grant's struggle with PANDAS, a rare form of OCD. This is a challenging and confusing time for everyone who knows Grant." Classmates describe him as a quiet student who often slept at his desk.
I've thought about that all weekend. I, you know, kind of punished myself a little bit for not maybe starting a conversation with the kid or, you know, reaching out, bringing them into more discussions and groups to get to know them a little more.
Students are grateful at least one classmate was close enough to Accord to report their suspicions and stop what could have been a devastating attack at this school. And that student is being called a hero for coming forward. Police say they will continue extra patrols through the end of the school year.